Hello everyone at the Energy Dev Room at FOSDEM. My name is Felix Rehmann and I'm happy to be here and present you some insights from our projects at Einstein Center Digital Future and TU Berlin, both located in the heart of Berlin. And today I'm focusing on some technologies and some obstacles we find dealing with energy technologies and related open source software in the German research landscape. To give you a slight introduction, I'm going today to talk about why do we need open source software for buildings and energy, how do buildings impact climate, how can open source reduce that impact, and what is the current state of open source. I'm going to give you a short brief review of funded project. I'm going to give you some major obstacles we identified with the usage of open source and how researchers are applying it currently. And then last but not least, I'm going to give you an outlook where we will be in 5 years. But let's start with a short introduction of our job and our goal and why we think FOSDEM is the ideal place to be here. So we are the accompanying research. So what we are doing is we are supporting more than 300 research projects and survey them yearly through different means. And our focus is on different aspects of digitalization. So, for example, we look at data governance. We look at which tools they apply. For what reasons do they apply these tools? And we try to support and connect projects. And this is especially why we're happy to be here at FOSDEM, because we are coming from an energy perspective and we would like to get to know more people in the open source community and get feedback from you and foster the exchange between the national research community and the international open source community to learn and foster the exchange. Our goal is supporting standardization and integration of software and standards so that other people can apply the solutions. We help our